guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, it's kind of crazy because on TV and in movies and in commercials, men are always shown as being the dumb ones. And they've got a couple of articles that are interesting reads that I'm going to get into a little bit. But interestingly enough, science has actually proven that men are both smarter and dumber than women. In other words, the bell curve for men is men have more examples of being exceptionally not intelligent and more examples of being exceptionally intelligent, where the average of women is slightly tucked in. But I wanted to talk about the first part here because and I've touched on this on other videos a few months ago, so I'm not going to go too deep into this, but why are sitcom dads so inept? And I wanted to touch on this for a second because this is actually, they did a study on this. It's in a new study. They systematically looked at the ways in which portrayals of sitcom fathers have and have not changed and why they say it matters. Fictional entertainment can shape our views of ourselves and others to appeal to broad audiences. Sitcoms often rely on the shorthand assumptions that form the basis of stereotypes, whether it's in the way they portray certain masculinity, like on Will and Grace, or the working class, as in Roseanne. Sitcoms often mine humor from certain norms and expectations associated with gender study, identity, and class. And basically what they've said is that now men are viewed as these lovable buffoon morons that they get all the laughs because they don't do dumb, silly things, and the wives have to always look after them and clean up after them as if they're like they're a grown child or a child in an adult body that may be able to go to work and drive a car, but other than that, they're still like children, which is not very smart. And we know this. They say here they use Tim the Toolman Taylor of the 1990s as an example. But let's look at someone like Homer Simpson or Family Guy, right? There's two examples where most of the men on Family Guy are not very bright, except for Brian, right? And then you look at something like Futurama, if you're looking at that kind of thing, or at, what's another one, American Dad. Most of the cartoons that are written, and many of those are all done by Seth MacFarlane, the same person. But like with Futurama, they show the professor who's all smart and stupid at the same time, Fry who's kind of dumb, so on and so forth, right? So you get it. Well, they did a study, and on this they find that the percentage of men that are shown as foolish are now above 50%, where going back to the 90s, it was 31%, and going back to the 1980s, it was 18%. So they're constantly showing men as more and more and more as buffoons, as fools. And they sum it up here with fueling an inferiority complex. The degree to which entertainment media reflect or distort reality is an enduring question into communication and media studies. In order to answer that question, it's important to take a look at the new data. National polls by Pew Research show that from 1965 to 2016, the amount of times fathers reported spending on care for their children nearly tripled. These days, dads constitute 17% of all stay-at-home parents, up from 10% in 89. Yet there is evidence, that these changes present challenges as well. The majority of dads feel they do not spend enough time with their children, often citing work responsibilities as the primary reason. Only 39% of fathers feel they're doing a very good job. Perhaps this sort of self-criticism is being reinforced by foolish and failing fathers' portrayal in the sitcom content. So basically, guys are becoming more and more responsible. They're taking more responsibility in their family's lives, especially with the kids. But on TV, they're being portrayed as fools and unable to do so in a very good light. And I don't know about you, but traditionally when you hear, oh, he's a stay-at-home dad, or he's not, and he's very inept and he's not a good dad, again, you kind of look at the Homer Simpsons and if you go back, there's a movie by, I can't remember the actor's name off the top of my head, but it's a movie called Mr. Mom, and it's about a wife that gets a great raise and she goes back to work, and the dad, Keaton is his last name. I can't remember his first name. Anyway, he ends up staying home as the dad, and he's an absolute wreck at doing it. But let's look at now the same thing. They go, damn dads, why are there so many male bashing commercials? And it's kind of the same thing. Why are men in commercials portrayed as idiots? Sexism against men isn't a topic you hear about, but it's maybe on the rise. Men, are you so dumb you can't work a dishwasher? So immature that your life revolves around sports and Doritos. The trend isn't new, but television and advertising portrayals of men as clueless lunkheads seems to be the gift that keeps on giving, and it must, otherwise product hawkers would be taking a different approach, right? But here's the thing, women buy 80% of all products ever made about anything, women purchase. So that's why they target them for women. They have here, here's an example, the first woman, this is the first for women insurance company saying men are stupid enough to drive their car off a cliff. I'll leave a link to these below if you want to check out the commercials. And they're always portrayed as idiots in advertising. And you can see all these, you can read the rest of this if you want to. But here's what I wanted to get to. Oh, and one more thing. A study says in a prestigious medical journal that men are idiots. And this is in Business Insider. And if you read down through this, they talk about the Darwin Awards that they always give out. And they touch on the subject of half of the study, which is, yes, men are dumber than women. They are. And they run through this, they give you a bunch of examples of guys doing dumb things, and they sum it up by saying, some Darwin Award winners engage in truly idiotic behavior, etc., etc. As we all know from personal experience, most guys do dumb things all the time, especially when friends and beer are involved. They do these things, they do things that cause distress to some of the more rational people around, like swimming across a lake in the middle of the night just because earlier in the day they saw alligators in it. Oops, there's even a show about it. So they give a bunch of examples like this, and I thought that was the sum up, but let me see if I have the sum up of the whole thing here. As for why the Y chromosome works the way it does, we aren't sure. Presumably, idiotic behavior confers some as yet unidentified selective advantage on those who do not become its casualties, writes the authors. The team plans to follow up its research with observational studies of men and women with and without alcohol in Christmas party settings. That's science, folks. As Business Insider's only male science reporter, I'd say you can't argue with the science. And basically, they just call men stupid. The end. But let's get to the truth of it. Milo, sorry girls, but the smartest people in the world are all men. They are, and they're also the dumbest, like I was saying. And they say, but the reason why this is an interesting article is because we're always portrayed as dummies. And I don't like that. But the problem with it is that if you're a young man growing up today, and if you're a young woman growing up today, and you see all men being portrayed as dummies on TV, number one, men are going to feel like you're inferior. And that's not cool. And in the same token, women are going to feel that men are inferior. That is also not cool. And we've seen the backlash of this because women that are, they're doing better in school, they're graduating colleges at a higher rate. And when they finish, they say, I want a man, because of hypergamy, they say, I want a man that is better than I am. And they're having a harder and harder and harder time finding that guy that they want to settle down with that is superior to her. So what does she do? She ends up using all her time going around and having casual flings with attractive men, never getting the point to settle down because she can't find somebody that's good enough to settle down with. So in the end, women and men are both losing out in the long term. But let's read this study because I want you to hear, guys, that yes, we may be exceptionally stupid, but in the same token, we're exceptionally smart. We're constantly told that sexism and stereotypes are what hold women back in maths, engineering, and tech, but it's a lie. The real reason there aren't more female astrophysicists is that that number of really, really smart girls is minuscule. Sorry, no offense, but it's true. Of course, the odd mold-breaking chick brainiac who gets a lot of press attention, but they're the minority, and not because girls are off-put by some mythical male-dominated patriarchy. There's little doubt that men occupy more of the high end of the IQ scale. Every study comes out the same. IQ is not a perfect measure of everything, but it's the best indicator available of whether someone will be able to complete at the very highest levels. Politically correct publications such as The Quartz phrase the science like this. Even in these enlightened times, men do display a wider range of intellectual ability, using several different methods or measures of intelligence, including IQ and SAT scores. More men are found in the high and low tails, according to Josh Aronson, a professor of applied physiology at NYU. In other words, men are brainier and more stupid than women. One commonly cited IQ distribution graph, for example, looks like this. And here's the men. And again, men are just slightly higher at both ends of, well, actually, they're slightly high. Well, they're a good bit higher at the ends, but not enough to be like, wow, women are never going to be as smart as men, but the numbers just show it. But we're also dumber at a higher rate, which is why some men do incredibly dumb things and win more Darwin Awards and off themselves more often by doing something that's stupid and bravado. And testosterone, I think, has you get a dumb guy with testosterone and alcohol, game over. That guy's never going to make it to C50, right? But the majority of men are, again, high at and high and low. They say the same findings explain why men are better at chess, but, and this is where the girls are going to lose their crap, I was recently sent a data set taken from the study site IQ Comparison Site, which goes even further than previously reported studies. Here's what the authors say. Male and female mean IQs are about equal below the age of 15, but males have a higher mean IQ from age 15 on. The effect of the differences in IQ is largest at the high extreme of intelligence. Since many of the more prestigious roles in society are associated with high IQ, the lack of female representation in these roles may be partially due to fewer females being competitive at the highest levels. Now, I'll tell you a fun story, and I'm not going to brag on myself, really. Because I'm not going to give you the number, but I was at one point a member of Mensa, and I decided not to continue on because they want money from you, and you get to go to meetings occasionally and hang out with a bunch of crabby, snooty people that think they're brilliant. I mean, they are brilliant, but they're very snooty. The interesting thing is my ex was, she actually had her PhD in microbiology, and it drove her nuts that every IQ test that we took, no matter what type it was, I always came out several points higher than her, even though I'm only like a year and three quarters into a two-year associate's degree. And I used to give her a hard time about it because I'd say, man, here you did all that schooling, didn't graduate till you were 28, PhD, fellowship, bachelor's degree, all this schooling, and the dumb guy that only finished high school, never finished college, is smarter than you. That's got to drive you crazy. That was when we were not on really good terms. but the point being is that more men are on the outside of the ratio. So I'm going to leave these links to the study. I don't want to read down through the whole thing, but it is scientifically proven that men are brighter and men are dumber than women. But the problem is with society continually putting out that women are now the superstars and men are the buffoons in commercials, in TV, etc., etc., I think that has a lot to do with why women are having a hard time respecting men. And it's why women are having a hard time getting in a relationship with men, because they don't look at men as something to be proud of. They don't look at men as something to be desirable. They don't look at men as their equals anymore. And over time, I think what happens is women say, hey, you know what? I can go out and have some fun with a good-looking guy. I can get my rocks on. If I decide to have a kid, I can have a kid. Big daddy government and some child support will help me raise the kid if I want to, but I don't want a guy in my life because they're stupid. They're unnecessary. They're not a provider. I'm better than them. They don't have as high an education. Even if they make more money than me, a lot of women would still not take a man that's lesser educated than she is. But again, remember, this is coming from a woman that may have a gender studies degree telling a guy that does, you know, some pretty serious electrical or plumbing or mathematic or something, you know, that where you really need to be sharp and on your game. This is someone with a gender study degree telling this guy that he's not smarter than her because she has a piece of paper. But let's face it, you can almost walk into any college today and buy a degree and just sit around, stay awake, and they'll probably pass you with a C. I know, and maybe at some point I'll do something on this, but I know I've read so many places where they say, no, we want everybody welcome in college. We want as many people that want to come to college as possible. We want as many people to graduate college because that entices more people to go to college. So what good is college if everybody can go and everybody can do well and everybody can graduate? Then why do we even have college? Why not just tack that on to the end of high school or something or other? You know, at a certain point when everybody can do it and no one fails, let's be honest, it's not worth anything. And so colleges, really, their college degrees in many cases are not worth the paper they're written on. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And if you have directly, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. And only about 38% of you are subscribed, so check that subscription. And if you are, double check. Make sure that you haven't been undone, because that's happened as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, yes, men are incredibly stupid, but we're also incredibly smart. We just don't happen to have the same average as women do. But when it comes down to it, do we really need a piece of paper to be able to be smart? My answer would be no. Thank you.